Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got a young troublemaker on the scene.
I'm not a troublemaker, fam.
That's what I'm calling you. Introduce yourself.
My name's Chromita Chromas Chromion. I'm Toronto's first lady. I'm from the scary west.
So here in America, if you want to be the first lady, you got to, like, the guy has to win the presidency. How did you become the first lady?
Because I'm the top bitch in Canada.
Who are you competing with in Canada?
Nobody.
You and Chair Girl?
I'm not competing with her. That's my dog.
That's your homegirl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's tight. Oh, yeah, because you guys are both like the bad girls of Canada, huh?
Yeah, but I'm first lady.
All right, <cool. laughs> All right, so where are you from exactly?
I'm from the scary west.
What's that?
The scary west of Toronto.
Okay. The scary west? That's what they call it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, they're from the west end.
Oh, and is the west
scary?
It is. I don't know. So you got to explain for me.
You never been to Toronto?
I have, but, like, you know, I wasn't really clued in on what areas to stay out of and such.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's scary, fam. That's all I can say. It's a scary west.
Really? So yeah. You had a rough upbringing or something?
No.
No.
My upbringing was smooth.
Define scary then.
It's scary, fam. You just get smoked out here. Are you stupid?
Really?
Yeah, but that's everywhere, right? But it's like, I'm from the West, so like, it's a scary West. The East is a playground, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, that's Scarborough. Scarborough's the East. You know about Scarborough?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that's in Toronto. That's the East end of Toronto.
Okay. And so
I'm from the West.
If I go there, I want to stay on the East Coast and I want to avoid the West, you're saying?
No, you can come to the West. I got you.
But I
got to
be moving right.
Yeah, you have to move right.
Okay. Interesting. I gotta enlist some hooligans to move around with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So how'd you during your childhood years, your upbringing was smooth?
Yeah, my mom struggled, but she gave me everything I needed. You know.
You're an only child?
No.
How many?
My older brothers. Two.
Two older brothers, and they raised you.
I'm a baby.
You?
Yeah.
They raised you to be a hard ass.
They're very strict with me, like. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup, like, until I was 15.
Really?
Yeah, they would, like, my brother would, like, rip my tights. He'd be like, your snatch is showing. Like,
so they were very,
very strict.
They were intent on keeping you.
They dressed me like a boy and shit when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think you started, like, to rebel against that at some point?
Yeah.
And that's how we ended up here today?
No, but they support everything I do. But, like, I've always, like, loved being sexy. And, you know, I would always wear makeup behind, like, my dad and my brother's backs and stuff. Like,
so your dad was against you?
Yeah.
Being thotty in general?
I'm not a thotty, you fucking freak.
Being thotty, not that you are a thotty. Okay, but so when did you... So you started to break out of that at some point and they sort of let you alone? And
I've been wearing makeup since I was, like, 12. I would, like... go to school with makeup on and then wash it off, like, before but sometimes my dad would catch me.
Right.
Fucking beat my ass.
That did cross my mind the other day because I have a 3-week-old.
Yeah.
I'm like, at what point is she going to decide she wants to throw lipstick on?
Right.
Probably not anytime soon, but it does seem
no,
a little
like
weird.
I have a niece, she's like four, almost four, and she already like wants to put like makeup on.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, four.
Yeah.
I want my kid to like not know about that when they're four. I'm
well, she's gonna see your BM do it, so she's gonna want to do it.
I guess. Okay. So when did you decide? What was your first hustle? When you started decide you were gonna make music, or was that the first thing you got known for?
I got known for music, like rapping in bikinis and shit.
Really?
Being hot.
On what social media platform?
Six Buzz. Shout out Six Buzz, my fucking dog.
They really helped blow you up initially?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just like got in touch with them?
Literally, I had like 200 followers and I was just rapping like on the beach in a bikini and he just posted me and went viral.
You sent it in?
No, I didn't send it in.
They found out about it? Really? And it's, what was the caption? It was just something about like...
It was like, oh, don't pay attention to the bars, but is she bad?
Right. And did that kind of, that got you going in the right direction in terms of...
Oh, yeah. Like, it turned me viral. Like, everyone, like, ever since then, like, it never stopped. You know, the momentum just, like, keeps growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how did you start progressing your musical career from there? Like, this video goes up and then
Just drop bare videos, just stay consistent. Like, I don't really know much about the industry. I would just, like, you know, do music, drop videos, be active on Instagram. My Instagram, like, is very, very active.
Right. So you never got plugged in with, like, existing producers or other rappers who sort of geared your or guided your career?
No.
No. This is all independent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything that happened with me is, like, organic, you know?
Okay.
I never paid for no shout out. Everything just happened.
Never?
Yeah, no.
Interesting. When did you start to... When did that happen, though? When did they first post this beach rapping video?
Almost 3 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Like two and a half years ago.
And that's when you started putting out music videos and stuff? And I noticed you got a shitload of views.
Yeah.
On certain videos.
Yeah.
Right. So people were just dying to see
First what you got
going on or what? They just... Where do you feel like the fan base is coming from? Do you feel like you have a bunch of girls that are fucking with you? Or is it mostly dudes?
Yeah, the bitches fuck with me. So, like, it's like... If the bitches fuck with your music... The niggas have to fuck with it because, like, they're going to listen to what bitches are listening to because, you know, like, but I have a lot of hate, too. So people go just to watch my videos to, like, talk shit.
What's the hate like?
Like, oh, like, this girl can't rap, this, that. She just, you know, do porn. Uh-huh. That's like the, like, if you look at my comments, it's always like, do porn. When are you going to start porn? This, that. And then there's people that, like, super rock with my music and, you know, but it's mostly hate.
So,
but that's how my city is, like. Even with Drake, like, no one was rocking with him at first until America loved him, then everyone loved him. So that's how they are. It's just like, that's just the game.
That is interesting. Yeah, you haven't seen a lot of people blow up out of Canada without getting embraced outside of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, but so were people telling you to do porn before you actually did it?
What do you mean?
Whatever you're doing on OnlyFans. I don't know. Is it porn?
No.
Okay, what are you doing on
there? I ain't showing off my nudes. I'm just showing off my feet.
So there are no nudes of you out there?
Okay, my nudes did get leaked.
Really?
Before,
because
I was selling my nudes to this guy from, like, he's actually from Las Vegas. Well, that's what he said. That's where he said he's from.
You were selling nudes where? In the DMs?
Yeah, in the DMs for, like, this was before OnlyFans for, like, a year. I was selling them to him. And then he was
Are you charging this dude for nudes? I've never
$1,500
for a naked photo?
Video.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? He clearly doesn't know what the going rates are.
Well, like, he's smart, right? He wanted to. Well, he's not that he's smart. He would have been smart if he would have waited to leak the news when I'm more famous, right?
Right.
But I think that was his plan. Like, he just wanted to save them.
And then he leaked them.
But then he got super mad at me because I wouldn't send him anymore. He's like, and then he just leaked them. He made, like, group chats with all my followers and sent, like, it just went super viral.
Wow. And so people were posting them and shit?
Yeah. Like, I literally had to go on Pornhub every day and, like, send emails to take it down and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these are just videos of you naked? It wasn't anything too crazy?
No, it wasn't crazy. Like, I'm just so happy. I almost sent him a sex video. I'm so happy I didn't, though.
Of you and who?
My man.
You have a man?
Yeah, he's in jail. Free my baby. I love you, Poppy.
Really? Who's this guy?
His name's Frenchie.
Frenchie?
He's a trap star.
Is he's Canadian?
Yeah.
And
from Toronto.
How long has he been locked up for?
A little over 2 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
21.
Okay. How did you meet this guy?
I've known him since I was like 15, high school. We grew up in the same area, Jane and Finch.
And how is he a rapper?
No.
Is he really a trap star? He's in the streets.
He's very low key, like, you know, that's how I like. I don't like guys that are too, like, out there.
Right. But he got caught up. What did he do wrong?
Yeah.
How did he get caught? And what was he doing?
He got pulled over. You know how that goes.
Uh-huh. And he had what? 10 pounds of coke or a gun?
No, it's not his, right?
It wasn't his, right. But what they tried to say was his.
Yeah, they tried to say it's his.
What, the gun and the 10 pounds of coke?
Yeah, just bare money, drugs, and guns.
How do you stay in a relationship for 2 years while they're in prison and you're literally, like, just becoming a woman at this
moment? Well, like, I fuck with him. Like, that's my dog before anything. Like, obviously, like, I still do my thing. Like, he knows, like, you know, I be fucking niggas and stuff. Like, you know, but, like, it's an understanding. Like, I'm not, like, that's how it goes, you know?
Right. What kind of rules, like, does he put on you when it comes to fucking other dudes?
This is the life we live.
Right. But, so if he got out of jail tomorrow, would you stop fucking other people?
Yeah. Well, I will see how it goes first. Like, oh, my God, my nail broke. Don't look at it.
Shit. Okay. Pull the chrome hearts.
Okay, so
over
if he were to come out tomorrow... I would see how it goes. Like, I'm like, because obviously I've grown so much, like, since he's been inside. I can tell he's grown too, like, by, like, when I talked to him on the phone. But I'll see how it goes. Like, I'll give us a shot. If it doesn't go well, you know, that's still my dog, and we go our separate ways. And if it goes well, it goes well.
Are you really in a relationship if you're just planning on giving it a shot when they get out? Like, I feel like if I was locked down and my girl was supposed to be holding me down, I'd be expecting more than a shot.
You have to be realistic, though.
Right.
Like, our love is still there, but it's different, though. Like, you know, and he, like, when he went in, I was popping. But he's a very jealous guy, and you know, he can't really be like that. And like I was still popping when he went in, but now it's like 10 times more. You know what I mean?
Right. But so, do you tell him? Do you like call him on the phone while he's in prison and just talk about the dick you got that weekend, or that would be too much?
Yeah, that'd be too much. Sometimes I do tell him. Like, he just, like, it's not like I'd be fucking niggas every week. Like, only like, you know, if it's worth it to me. Like, he just tells me, like, don't be like fucking these little niggas. Like, don't give them that privilege. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, obviously, he's like, he doesn't want me to be fucking niggas every week. But like, if it happens, it happens. You know.
So he's black, I'm gonna assume.
No. He's Spanish.
Okay. Are you? You're Spanish.
MS-13, baby. Are you dumb?
That's what he bangs.
Yeah, MS-13.
Wow, that's a pretty serious organization. They got that in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, your ethnicity is what?
I'm from Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Yeah, South America.
So they're handing out N-word passes out there. It's all good.
What?
The N-word pass, like in Ecuador, they just give you that when you're born, or?
What do you mean? No.
I'm just wondering, like,
that's what I grew up around. What the hell?
Right. Fair enough. But so has anybody ever given you a hard time?
Oh,
but,
of course. Like, a lot of my comments are about that too.
Really?
Yeah.
People don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
See, you got somebody like Nav, he blows up, he's in his little insular community in Canada, he's saying the N-word, all of a sudden he's super famous, he stops saying it.
Yeah. No, a lot of people like have given me advice like, oh, like you shouldn't, just stop saying it, you know, just stop, like, you know, because like, it's true though, like it's a minor change that can just make everyone happy. So like, but it's like, it's so, I'm so used to it in my vocabulary that it's kind of like hard, but I have minimized it.
Right.
Like, I try not to say it all the time.
I feel it. Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of people kind of pushing for the Hispanic people to not really say it publicly.
Yeah.
I feel like, if, you know, 10 years ago, nobody was really having that conversation as much.
Yeah.
6ix9ine, though, he's like, you know, you got people like him and Lil Pump. Nobody's telling them to stop, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they do. I think they still tell them, but like, he's not going to stop, right?
Right. But they also have like...
Like, I have many black friends. They never tell me to stop. It's like more people like in the comments that like don't know me and stuff.
Right. But I mean, if you think about like a 6ix9ine or Lil Pump, they kind of have like asshole images. So it's... That's the question, is like, do you want to be viewed that way, I guess?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So your man, you were already making music when you met him or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. When I met him, no. We were 15 or young. I was started making music when I was 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So how's it been sort of dealing with all this newfound notoriety, and how did it sort of spark off? You had that one video, and then all of a sudden you have these music videos that you're putting out. What have you been doing to sort of monetize and make something out of that attention?
Like from music?
Yeah.
Well, I've done like shows and stuff like that. I've done merchandise. I have my own weed packs. Like, it's like music doesn't really... It hasn't really brought me a lot of money. It's like what comes with it, like what comes with the publicity and like, you know, like
the OnlyFans money.
Yeah, not the OnlyFans money. Well, I just started OnlyFans 2 months ago, Crody.
Right, but you said you're making 100,000 plus per month.
Yeah, almost 200. I'm a sick doctor.
How's that feel?
Sick doctor.
Had you ever made that kind of money prior in your life?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Tricking and trapping. Are you dumb?
For real?
Yeah.
What is tricking and trapping exactly?
Tricking? You don't know what tricking is?
No, I kind of think I do, but like,
I know you know
it.
What tricking is.
Just give me an example.
You know, I do the fetishes, the foot fetish, and then, you know, I just invest my money.
Right. So you were selling foot pics and shit?
No, like giving foot jobs and stuff. Like, I worked at a fetish spa.
Oh, really? Yeah. So what, you just have to give foot jobs or what?
I would do golden showers, foot jobs, and then I would fuck guys in the ass with a strap on.
That's what I was thinking, that was probably the gnarliest thing you had to do in that line of work. How is that, though? Like,
well, it's... It's lit because it's like I'm getting paid more than bitches that are getting fucked, you know? Like, guys aren't even touching my pussy and I'm getting, you know what I mean?
It didn't gross you out having to be all up in this dude's booty hole?
Yeah, sometimes there'd be shit on the strap. I was disgusting.
Yeah. But how much would you be getting paid for something like that?
$5.
500 for for banging someone in the ass.
Yeah,
we got some guys who will work here who I think might be interested. To be totally honest, I don't know.
I don't charge $5 anymore.
So you're over that now, or would you still get it in like that?
If it's worth it, if it's from some, like if it's for some racks,
right? But now you're making $100,000 a month. You can't be.
I know, but why not? But I'm not even touching that money, like. You know,
just a little bit extra on the side.
No, not a little bit. It's a lot extra on the side, but I'm like, you know, I'm trying to buy a property and stuff. Like, I'm pretending like I don't even have that money. I'm just using like my other streams of income.
So when you were dating this guy who's now in prison, he was okay with you running around with a strap on out, yeah. Like just getting it in with these dudes.
Yeah.
Do you have to give him like a large percentage of the money?
No. What do you think? He's my pimp.
I mean, if I'm this guy, kind of, if you get busted for rolling around with 10 pounds of coke and a bunch of guns in the car, it wouldn't seem out of the ordinary that he would also be taking a percentage of the fucking guys in the ass money.
No, nothing like that.
You're an MS-13. I feel like if you're an MS-13, you just get a cut.
No, but I'm his baby. Like, obviously, like, I would spoil him, like, because that's just the type of person I am. I'm very generous and, like, you know, I like to buy him some drip and, you know, he would do the same for me.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. We're both doing our thing because, like, when he's doing his thing, he's out of town and stuff, like, and I'm in the city, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So... we're both just doing our thing.
So you never sold pussy, though? You're just selling the strap-on dick?
Yeah.
Never fucked for money.
I never sold pussy.
Come on.
No.
Okay.
I don't need to do that.
No, I respect it. That's great. Okay, so what actually made you decide that you wanted to do the OnlyFans thing, and what is on your OnlyFans?
So what made me decide is, like, it's just free bands, right? The extra money.
Mm.
Like, why not? Like... I was like, why am I posting like twerking and like, you know, my ass on Instagram when I can be getting paid, like, you know?
Mm. But you don't want to go like full porn star with it? Like,
no, because like at the end of the day, I'm an artist, you know, I don't want to have my pussy out there.
It might take away from it. So you don't actually see your vagina on your OnlyFans?
No.
Okay. So you have like strict rules sort of thing?
Yeah, like, you know, like you do see a lot more on like than my Instagram, of course, but like you don't see like nipple or like pussy.
Yeah, okay. Does OnlyFans tell you? Do you think that like the majority of the people checking your OnlyFans are Canadian people?
I assume. I have fans like in America too, though.
So. Right. So you don't like pay $6 to be like, hey, shout out my OnlyFans?
No, he actually has a shout out on my OnlyFans. Fucking, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Right.
But it's like whenever he does shout me out, like people go on my page, they see I have OnlyFans, so same thing, you know? I'm not complaining.
What's this tattoo right here say?
Youth Beauty Money.
What? Youth Beauty Money?
Yeah.
How'd you end up landing on that?
Because these are the things you have to make last forever. You have to make your youth last, your money last, and your beauty last.
The youth ain't lasting forever, let me tell you.
No, it does. Inside?
Yeah, a little bit young on the inside, but I don't know.
Young at heart, but you have to make it last.
Right. You got to try.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fair goal, I suppose. Yeah. Okay, so what rappers have shown you love out of Canada or in general? Like, who's actually tapped in and sort of... supported?
Drake, Champagne Poppy is my fucking dog.
But is all that he did in terms of supporting you just this one video clip I saw where he sort of like says one of your catchphrases on camera at like an award show or some shit? Was what you're talking
at
about?
The Grammys, and then in the war video, the Chromas bar.
What did he say in the war video?
The wheels and the roses, Chromas, Hesha Domas.
Wow, okay. And so have you ever actually met him?
Yeah,
because I saw a photo of you guys together.
My dog.
What was the context of that photo?
Well, we were just at a dinner.
He took you out to dinner?
It wasn't just us. It was like him, like his buddy, me, my girl, you know, just talking.
How was it?
It was good. He's a very genuine person. He's very good with his words.
Did he give you any jewels?
He's a goat, no.
Bars? It wasn't like hanging out with like the guy who wrote
jewelry.
No,
oh,
but like
of course.
Those songs. Like he's always like hitting you with this knowledge via the bars.
Oh, yeah,
the bars.
Of course. Yeah. He gives me advice and stuff.
Right. He didn't try to get you on OVO or anything?
No, he actually told me, he's like, you should stop saying nigga for a little bit. Like,
really?
He told, yeah.
Just for a little bit? And then, like, maybe take it up later in your career?
Yeah.
That's interesting. He never had to stop saying it, but I guess he's black.
Yeah,
so,
he's black, though. It's different.
That goes a long way. Wow. Okay. So you and Drake never had a thing, though? We got to ask.
No.
No, it never went that far? Mm-mm. Would you be down? Would you be interested?
You know, but I don't like rappers, you know?
You don't? Why not?
Because I'm too jealous.
They're like superheroes in our society.
I'm too jealous for that.
Too
I like
jealous.
More low-key guys.
Really?
Yeah, like behind the scenes guys.
So you don't think you could handle a Drake or a Nav because they're just getting too much
know,
ass?
Just fucking hoes, yeah.
Right. But what if they were down to stop?
I don't know. The lifestyle they live, like, don't know.
Right. Or you don't have to be like in the relationship. You could be like the side girl, you know?
I don't like that. I don't like to share.
Would you get flued out by Nav if it came down to it?
For what?
I don't know.
What, to go in the studio? Yeah.
Honor. Pride.
To go in the studio?
Just whatever. I don't know.
To go in the studio, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if it was a music thing, you'd be more interested? Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay, what about Tory Lanez?
Tory? Yeah, I was just with him.
When?
Like 3 weeks ago. Quarantine Radio on Halloween.
You were on Instagram with him, or mm-hmm. you were with him in real life?
I was just with him.
On Instagram Live?
We were in LA
live?
Together.
Oh, so yeah. you were there for the Quarantine Radioing? Yeah. How was that?
It was good. He took a titty shot off me.
He did. I saw that. Yeah.
Titty shots.
How was that, though? It was like Tory more your speed in terms of a dude?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like Drake versus Tory. Who do you see yourself getting along long-term with better?
What do you mean? Like in what type of relationship?
I don't know. I mean, Drake never took a shot off your tits, but Tory Lanez is out here doing it. I'm wondering.
You don't know that.
I mean, you didn't specify. I feel like you would have mentioned that.
No, I wouldn't. I don't. What do you think I have, Selena Powell fam? I don't kiss and tell, my nigga. That's why niggas rape me. You know, like this mine has lots of like stuff in it, but I'm not. I'm, you know, I have respect and stuff. Like,
so Selena.
Niggas don't take away my phones when I go to parties.
They don't.
No.
I probably would.
You can't. What the fuck?
If you're gonna take any girl's phone away, don't you seem like you might be the one to take your phone away? No, you got a platform.
I'm not though. That's like exactly the opposite. I'm so, not like that at all.
So you don't expose people. So if you had got dicked down by Drake, you wouldn't tell us.
Never.
I respect that. That goes a long way.
Yeah.
You see what happened to Lil Baby yesterday?
I'm telling you, these niggas are hoes.
Mm.
They're whores.
But her way of describing it kind of blew my mind when she was just like,
I heard about it. How did she describe it?
She said that basically, like, she walked into the room. I don't think Lil Baby said anything to her, and he just bent her over and just fucking destroyed the pussy, is more or less what she said.
I heard he paid for it.
Yes, he did. That's what she said. But I mean, she gave him great review, which to me, I mean, that's awesome. Because for me,
well, why did she expose him though?
I don't know. I guess she just wanted to be lit, wanted to talk about this crazy incident. And he was pissed. Like, she showed a DM of him being like, why the fuck did I pay you if you're just going to air it out? Which, I mean, fair enough, right?
Yeah, it's true, because niggas pay you to keep your mouth shut. Like,
exactly, right?
She would have made more money, like, if she would have kept her mouth shut.
Right.
That's stupid.
I actually still don't even know what her name is. So, I mean, but I got the idea she was kind of popping.
I don't know.
I got the idea she was popping, but okay. Would that bother you if you were dating a guy and you found out that he got some pussy on the side like that?
Dumb? Yeah,
like that.
That's embarrassing.
Why? He paid for it. She was in and out. She came through. He beat it down.
Yeah,
and then she
you
left.
Pay for it. Why are you moving like a trick, my nigga? Like, you're famous. You can fuck bitches for free, and it's like, you know what I mean? And it's like, why are you disrespecting me? Why are you giving bitches that privilege? You know what I mean? Like, now they have one up on me. You know what I mean? Especially because you paid them.
But the thing is that if you're a little baby, you got enough money that $6,000 is basically free.
So, it doesn't matter.
It's not like if a girl asked me for an Uber
to
home.
To that bitch, that's
you know?
A Chanel bag.
Right. But, I mean, to him, it's nothing. So, who gives a fuck, right?
No, I would care.
Okay, fine.
Be like, why are you giving this bitch shit? Why are you giving her rent money? Why are you helping her?
Fair enough. Did you put the battery in, or did Tory put the battery in your back to go after Meg? Did he tell you,
no.
I need you to do me a solid?
No.
Well, that seems like kind of a coincidence.
I asked it. No, it's not a coincidence. I asked him, like, yo, write me a diss track, Crody. And he never replied to me. He doesn't want to get involved. No,
right.
No. It was nothing to do with that at all. I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
So basically, when she was on live, and she's like, oh, that nigga shot me. That nigga Tory shot me. I was drunk as fuck in a restaurant. I seen this shit on my phone. And I go on my story. I'm like, this girl's a fucking rat. I don't fuck with rats, whatever. That shit went viral. Academics posted it. Everyone posted it. Like, Bears Toronto Pages just posted it. So that was already a thing, you know?
Okay.
And then she came with the shots fired. And she's like, I thought a bitch that got her chain snatched has something to say. And all the Toronto Pages are like, oh, she's dissing Chroma. She's dissing Chromas because that happened to me.
You got your chain took.
Yeah, but I got it back in 2 days.
Who took it?
Doesn't matter. But
come on.
I got it back in 2 days.
Okay. That's pretty dope, though, that she acknowledged you, I guess.
No, but then people are saying that it wasn't about me, that it was about her friend, that her friend also got her chain snatched.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Kelsey, right. Yeah. That's why I was
confused,
because I thought
that was
about her.
So, but all the Toronto Pages, like, she dissed Chroma, so I'm like, yeah, eh? I'm like, this is lit. As soon as I seen that, like, I thought it was a diss towards me, I wrote the song in an hour, went to studio same day, shot the video same day, released the next day.
Okay. Wow. And
on my ether shit.
How's the reaction been?
It's good. Some people are like, yo, I'm fucking with this. And then people are like, how dare you come for her? She's a black woman, like, just using that card and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, though? Like, especially given
I don't care.
She might not have been even talking about you, right?
Well, I don't give a fuck. She's still a rat regardless. What the fuck? I don't fuck with rats.
But, I mean, from her perspective, if she was shot in the foot and there were so many people having questions about it and everything, don't you think that's kind of within her rights to speak publicly about that?
Well, yeah, it's her right. If she wants to be a rat, she can be a rat. Anyone can be a rat if they want to. That's her right.
Hmm.
But I don't fuck with that. A rat's always going to be a rat.
Right. How do you think she should have handled it? If that happened to you, what would you do?
Bro, look at Kylie, my nigga. Kylie doesn't speak a word.
Well, she didn't get shot.
So? Megan didn't get shot either, my nigga. How did you get shot? You're fucking twerking.
Right.
She did not get shot.
She wasn't twerking, though. She was walking away from the car, right? Oh, you're saying that she was twerking, like, soon after?
A few days later, yeah.
Right, but I mean, to be fair, like, I've broken...
If you're getting shot in your foot, you're not twerking. She did not get shot. She's a drunk-ass bitch. She doesn't even fucking remember, probably.
So, did you have that conversation with Tori? Like, did you shoot her?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, I didn't ask
So, you're still kind of in the dark, like everybody else, about... Yeah. But
I'm just not dumb. Like, I never believed it when I seen it. I never believed it. Like, she's capping.
Yeah. See, I've always, I've still tend to just.
And it's like, what? You're going to let Instagram pressure you to say something because people are commenting what happened? You let Instagram pressure you? Like, you're waste.
So, do you see this as like a Canadian solidarity thing where you have to stick with Tori just because?
No, not at all. If Tori was rat, I'd be like, he's a rat too.
Uh huh.
It has nothing to do with being. I rock with Tori. I rock with his music. You know, he's a funny guy. But it has nothing to do with that.
So you never snitched on anybody before in your
whole
life?
No, are you dumb? I'm a street bitch. I would never. That's why. Why do you think I don't kiss and tell?
Right. No, I respect that. Definitely.
Yeah.
But, okay, so Marcus the Stallion, though, that's like just your way of calling her a Mark, I guess?
What? Marcus, like she's a tranny bitch.
What's that about? I could see that being pretty offensive to a lot of people.
Why?
Because she's not trans, I'm assuming.
She looks like she is, though.
Why? Just because she's tall or something?
She looks manly, fam.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. That feels like it's like just kind of designed to piss people off. That like that was.
Oh
just
yeah,
really
but
upset
that's
people.
A diss track is supposed to be, you know, like funny and like, you know.
Right. Okay. So yeah, what were the main points I wanted to hit? You called her a rat. You called her a man. Yeah, I don't know. It's just that really got shit popping though. Like a lot of people were pretty offended by that.
Yeah.
But you're just kind of over it.
Yeah, it's not important to me. Like I shot that video in a day, released the next day. Like not important. Like move on. I have a next video dropping next week. Like
and it's not about her.
No, like bro, I don't care about her. I just have to do it because all the Toronto pages are posting it. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Like
right.
What's it to me? Like going to a studio for an hour and recording the song.
Are you concerned at all though that could like burn bridges for you? That there's probably people that would be kind of. Upset?
I did think about that, but I don't really care to be honest.
Right. Well, hey, were you a fan of her music prior to this?
Yeah, I was a fan of her freestyles and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all her music sounds the same. Like, it's boring as fuck. But, like, when I would see her freestyle, I'm like, yeah, she's hard.
Right, yeah. I think she's a dope rapper. I don't even really care for the new album that much, though.
Yeah, the Marcus is sounding harder than her whole album. Like, no cap.
Oof. There
no caparoo.
I did notice that you've done a shitload of interviews with our friend Friday from
We Love Hip Hop.
That's crazy. Is that, like, some of the first interviews you ever did?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. Okay. My first ever interview was with him.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's done a bunch of them over the years?
Yeah, we've done three together now.
He's really hyping you up. Like, he thinks you're the next face of Canada, huh?
I am.
I mean, no, that's good, though. That's a good co-sign.
No, that's my dog. Shout out to Friday.
I saw that video with him and Michael McCartan. Michael McCartan didn't know who Big L was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's retarded.
I guess I'm actually almost more surprised you do know who Big L is because you're
I have brothers,
pretty,
right?
Yeah, I was listening to Big L a lot when I was like 12, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, I could still listen to him now, but that's, you know, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else do you want to like emulate or who musically do you look up to in terms of like people that you want to sort of be on the level of or make music that hits like?
Like who do I fuck with?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck with Champagne Poppy. Oh, girl, female, I fuck with Doja Cat.
You
I want to make music because I'm trying to be a pop star. I want to make music like her.
That's the direction you're trying to go.
Yeah, I love her music.
Interesting.
Yeah, fuck with Doja Cat.
Okay, that makes sense.
Fuck with West Side Gun, Griselda, are you stupid?
You should join Griselda.
I love Griselda. I've been supporting them like since before I started rapping, so they already have like love for me.
Well, Buffalo's right up there. You're like, not that far away, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you be traveling a lot? Is this your first time in California?
It's my first time in the States.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been to America.
Did they bother you when you were like getting off the airplane or anything? Did they know about the diss track and they might not want to let you in the country?
No, I dropped the diss track here.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Already here.
They might not let you back. Canada.
Like
might,
you're staying here. Yeah. No, they just gave me problems. They're like, what are you doing? This, that. Like, why are you going to America? Why don't you have a return flight? Uh-huh. That's the only thing.
But what are you doing out here? You have meetings with labels or you got anything?
I'm just
on?
Working, you know, catching a vibe. I've been turning up too much, so now it's time to, like, you know, get to work.
Turning up where, though? Is there anywhere that you've been able to go out or anything?
The pool.
The pool.
The pool in the hills.
The pool. The pool would be like that. Is that where you're staying? You don't got, like, the little hotel room? You got the mansion?
No. Now I'm staying in a hotel room, but before, like, I had different guys. Like, me and my friends, we all had, like, turns. Like, different guys would book us, like, spots to stay at.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just get a guy to, like, book you a fucking hotel room or spot to stay?
Yeah, a house.
What? How do you get a guy to do that?
Just ask them.
This shit is so foreign to me. Who are these guys just tricking? They're ruining
That's
the game,
That's not tricking.
Man.
They're being nice.
That's not nice. That's just lame.
Yeah, it
That's
is. No, it's not.
Shit. I don't understand, personally.
No, it's not.
I'm over here co-signing Lil Baby, paying $6,000 for pussy.
Yeah, but I don't know how you're co-signing
a couple
that.
Hundred dollars to get a girl a hotel room. I don't relate. I can't do it.
It's $2,000 a night for the place.
$2,000?
Yeah.
Jesus
and that's what the COVID discount.
There is a COVID discount. Right
yeah.
Now. I guess that makes sense. There's a lot less demand.
Yeah. But no, I don't think that's waste, you know, if they fuck with you, you know. Sometimes it's not even a trick. It's just a guy you fuck with, he has money, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Like you said, it's nothing to them.
Yeah, I guess. I'll give Lil Baby a pass. If you pay for the sex directly, that I respect
it
more.
That's so waste.
Because, like, you could...
But like,
you could rent a girl a spot and then not even fuck her.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
that's not the point.
And then what are you doing? You're just trying to be nice? It just doesn't compute.
Oh, my God.
That's just me, though.
But why pay for pussy when you don't have to? Like,
I don't know. I'm not doing it, so. I don't know. Okay, so what are your career moves that you plan on making from here on out? And how long till this fucking boyfriend of yours gets out of jail?
He's supposed to come out in the summer, but hopefully if he gets into a fight, then he's going to get maxed out. So then it's going to be another 2 years. But hopefully he comes out in the summertime.
And he's been getting a lot of fights in there?
Well, yeah, he just got transferred to the pen, so he hasn't been to a fight yet. He just got transferred, like, a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
But before that, yeah, like, I would be on the phone, there'd be fights going on and stuff.
Wow.
I'd be like, hold on, I'll be right back.
You're like, go call stab me back. Somebody and then hop back on the phone?
No, just fights.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Jeez. You ever think that maybe you're just sort of, like, holding on to this, like, childhood dream that you had, that this relationship's going to work out with him?
I don't think necessarily a dream. Like, that's just my dog. Like, you know, I super rock with him. Like, you know, like, that's my dog before anything.
But you're in love?
I'm not in love. I'm not going to lie. I'm not in love, but I do love him.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think you're supposed to be in love if you're going to hold him down while they're in prison.
Nah, because it's like, if you're holding down your friend, that's your friend. But it's also like, we have like, history together. Like, we're together 4 years right now. So, you know.
Uh-huh. Are you going to get him on in the rap game once he gets out?
No, he's not going to rap. He's going to be my road manager.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
How do you meet Val, who you're rolling with right now?
That's my dog.
He's managing you or some shit?
That's my dog. We're going to see what happens. We're going to do some business together.
Mm, I respect it. Mm-hmm. Is he telling you to stop
saying
the N-word?
You have to go cop the silks.
has he told you to stop saying the N-word yet?
Sorry?
Has he told you to stop saying the N-word?
No.
No. He doesn't have you under contract yet, so once you sign on the dotted line, he might have a talk with you. I guarantee you, if he brought you around his mom or his grandma or some shit, would you still say it then? Do you ever turn it off?
Well, it depends. Like, you know, I don't think I'm gonna be talking like that in front of his mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. If I were
like,
you,
I'm very
I would
respectful.
Tense up.
I have manners and shit. You know?
Mm, definitely. That's why we like you. Okay, what else do we have to look forward to? You got new videos on the way? You got a project or anything?
Chromita's coming out next week. Well, I don't know when this is dropping, but it's dropping the 15th, Chromita.
Okay. That's the name of the project or
no,
the video?
No. The video song.
Okay.
I'm working on a project right now. I don't know when it's going to drop, though.
Fire.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah.
Anybody want to thank? Anything else we need to know?
I want to thank Champagne Pop. You put our whole country on.
You know he's watching right now.
He's
definitely watching. Drake is watching 100%.
I want to thank Six Buzz because, you know, they've been rocking with me since 200 followers.
Right.
Which is lit.
The meme pages will help create a whole career for
me. I want to thank the haters. I love you guys. You guys make me laugh. I want to thank my fans. I love my fans. And I want to thank my family, especially my mom, She really supports me. She, like, whenever I have a music video, like, I tell her, like, book this spot, do this, do that. She's, like, my little secretary. Like, I love her so much.
Oh, that's what's
She
it.
Super supports me. Even with the OnlyFans, she'll tell me, this doesn't look good, this looks good. Like, really? You know?
Yeah. So she didn't have any problems with you getting on the OnlyFans?
No.
That's dope.
My dad unfollowed me, though.
Your dad did. He didn't have a conversation about it. He just sort of like passive aggressively unfollowed you.
He just unfollowed me.
But have you talked to him since? Are you still cool?
I haven't talked
to
him since like the summer.
Wow.
I love him though.
Do you think it's because of that though? He's just bummed.
Yeah.
Jeez, Dad, grow up. It's 2020, man.
I just hope he talks shit when I'm giving him bands. I'm gonna go drop him off some bands for Christmas.
That'll shut him up.
See if he's still mad at me.
That's a good idea.
I love you, though, no matter what.
My girl's parents were a little
pissed. No, but I'm fucking mad because, yeah. Well, he's following my friends and shit. He's not following me. Like, what's his issue? But I understand, too. You know, he's old school.
Yeah. That's
but even my brothers are supportive. And they were, like, very strict back then. But they're like, yo, like, my sister's doing her fucking thing. Like, are you stupid? Like,
you're giving them money, too, though?
Not that I'm giving them money, but, like, I get them shit, you know?
Right. That's cool. You gonna buy me anything?
Yeah, I'll buy you something.
Like,
what? Are you gonna give me this?
Yes, definitely. But
what's it called? Like a yo-yo?
The Kendama. Kendama. Available at nojumper.com.
All right, Liddy.
Fire. Okay. Chromaz. No Jumper.
Huh? Thank
Coolest
you so
podcast
much.
In the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud,
Comita,
iTunes.
Toronto's First Lady.
Like, comment, subscribe. Appreciate y'all. Bow.
Thank you.